Hey, welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am your host, Jesus Figueroa at Dysfunctional of Dysfunctional.com, and let's talk movies. I got the chance to talk with director Brian Shackelford about his documentary, The Color of Medicine, the story of Homer G. Phillips Hospital. With COVID-19 shining a light on African-American medical care, Vision Films is proud to present The Color of Medicine, the story of Homer G. Phillips Hospital. The groundbreaking documentary that captures the long and important battle that African Americans have fought to receive quality medical treatment and training. This timely film not only tells the astonishing history of the first all-black hospital in St. Louis, but also recognizes and celebrates the achievements of the brave healthcare workers who were among the first black physicians and nurses to be medically trained in the United States. The Color of Medicine, the story of Homer G. Phillips Hospital, is available now on digital platforms, including iTunes, Vudu, Google Play, Xbox, Amazon, and Fandango Now.
How are you doing?
Very good, man. Very good.
How much did you know before going into this project, and how much did you learn from all the interviews done?
Wow. Honestly, I didn't know the scope of Homer G. Phillips Hospital going into this. What I knew about was actually I knew of one of the doctors there because the story came to me through my co-director and producing partner, Joyce Fitzpatrick. She used to actually babysit the doctor that's featured in the film, Dr. Earl U. Robinson. He used to babysit her daughter, who's also featured in the movie. And she had reached out wanting to tell his stories. He actually has a blog called Uriah's Chronicles, where he chronicalizes a lot of his personal stories, but really his experience at Homer G. Phillips Hospital. And when he sent this to us, that's where it really got me interested in it. Because when I'm thinking about, I'm sure he wanted to tell his story. I didn't know if this was going to be a personal project or what the scope of this project would be. And when I started reading just his stories and about this place, my first thought was, how come nobody knows about this? Like, you're calling us to tell this story. And then once the research started, again, my producing partner and directing partner did so much research, and I learned, again, I didn't realize it affected so many lives. I didn't realize the relationship between the hospital and the community. But it actually, in discovering what we learned so much about the film, it reminded me of when I grew up. You were raised not by just your parents, you were raised by the neighborhood. The next door parents told you to do something, you did something. The people down the street, you were raised by a community. And these doctors were took care of a community, but were also uplifted and supported by their community. And that's why they were able to do what they were able to do in such a kind of, I wouldn't say horrific time in history, but very suppressive time in history.
It seems that this has impacted you. How has this changed your way of viewing the impact that African Americans have had on our history?
It really, and I actually said this at one, because we had a screening at, we had a private screening, well, we had tons of private screenings, but Washington University, who's in St. Louis, who's been very instrumental in helping us get this film out. They've had numerous screenings there. And then once the film was done, they had a private screening and gave us an endowment, you know, towards the film because of the story that we were telling. But it really, through all the interviews, and because I always coined this phrase, I've been putting it in all of our hashtags of Black excellence, but through all the interviews of the people that we talked to, the stories of what they went through to be able to do what they were able to do, that medical oath. I mean, you're giving treatment to somebody who, as soon as they get off his table, will turn around and spit in your face. The bar for these men and women was set so high, and they continually exceeded the bar and set another standard, I think, that we have to live up to. I think everything that we're doing, whether it's it's definitely in medicine, but really the things that we're able to achieve, us being able to go out and make this film, is because of what people like this did back then. Everything that, I mean, we are really standing on their shoulders, and it really in me instilled a deeper sense of, you know, respect for our elders and what they have to give us and what they've already done for us.
Definitely. There's so much information in this. I can't help but want more. I would really like a sequel to this. I would want to learn more about how this has impacted not just our history, but how it's impacted the way people are taught to be doctors and look past the race and look past all the differences.
It's a good thing that you said that, because actually that's one thing that we're trying to do. We've been approached by so many of the people that, of the stories that we were telling of, you know, is what else were we going to do? Because we had over 8 hours of footage that we couldn't even use, because again, we're trying to keep everything in the scope of the story. But what we'd really like to do is continue this as a docuseries, because there's so many other stories from people who worked in the hospital, people who were raised in the hospital, people who lived around the hospital, people from this community that were affected by the hospital. It's just, again, it was said best by one of the people in the film that the hospital and the community were inseparable. They were, I mean, you can't have one without the other. And that sense of community and telling those stories, we would definitely like to just open the gamut and make it a docuseries and really bring all of these individual stories to life. Because the truth is, which we've realized by even telling this, if we don't tell these stories, they're not going to get told, because a story like this would have been swept up under the rug. And that's probably the proudest thing about that. Like, this story is finally out. People know about this place and these amazing people and the amazing person, Homer D. Phillips himself, you know, for what he fought for to get this institution built. It's an incredible story, like I said, with an incredible scope. So there's still so much more. This is kind of the jumping off point of where the story can go.
Even right now, there's a divide in how people get healthcare and and how much, you know, people can afford to do. How do you hope that this impacts today, the people right now who are making decisions for, you know, the diverse nation that we live in?
I think a film like this shows you how important healthcare is to almost what you want to call the forgotten. How much they're really, when it comes to healthcare, you know, it's a community thing. It's for all. It shouldn't be decided, you know, by your income or where you live. Again, one of the authors that we had, I think it was John Wright, who said that these doctors had to become the best because they couldn't get the best. And that's kind of been the plight of African Americans throughout history. So it's a film like this, I think, reminds us of the greatness that does exist in individuals, and also how important it is to get health care and treatment from somebody that looks like you. It does make a difference. It does make a difference. I think everybody relates that way when, you know, it's also not only from the healthcare, but from sitting across the table realizing, hey, this could be you. It's the same difference why now we can actually, little kids now can actually dream of being, little Black kids can actually dream of being president, because we've seen that it's possible. So this is showing you, hey, what's possible if something like this is built? Because the hardest thing is hearing the last lines of the film. It's like, we captured a time in history that'll probably never happen again, but it did happen. It is possible.
With the pandemic the way it is, how do you think that's going to affect the release of this film?
I'm hoping people are in homes looking for things to watch. And I noticed even myself, I've been looking up a lot of medical documentaries, a lot of, you know, everybody's looking for outbreak and pandemic films. But this is, I think, in twofold. It's one, it's a different type of story in the time that's being told. It's a breath of fresh air. And also, I think it's one of those things where when you watch this film, it gives you a sense of pride of, again, this is your lineage. This is what people that look like you were able to achieve in a time where now healthcare professionals, like medicine, it's almost like we feel forgotten. They haven't thought about this. So it's definitely I'm hoping that it influences the men and women, because there's such in small numbers of us that are pursuing medicine. I actually had one student when we were at Washington University who, after the screening, literally came over and told me and Joyce that he was actually considering quitting medical school because it was so difficult. There's nobody around him that looks like him. He's one of, I think, 5 students within every class that he goes through. And of course, everything is a little bit more difficult for him. And he was just really wondering, was it worth it to really continue? I mean, do I really want to do this? And with tears in his eyes, he was like, when I saw this film, it just completely changed my mind and let me know this is why I'm struggling to do this. That's the impact I'm hoping, you know, that's what I want people to take away from this film. That things like this, there are people like this that have done this, and you can do this also. We have a bar that's been set for us by these people. Let's do exactly what they did, set the bar and continue to, you know, rise above it. Because I think we should set a standard for those that are coming up behind us.
With the state of the nation at the moment, we see how much we need to improve on our healthcare and protect our frontliners, our nurses, our doctors. Have you been keeping contact with the people you interviewed and seeing how they're handling stuff through this pandemic?
Yes, it's actually one of the doctors, Dr. Earl U. Robinson. He's very, very active on social media. We've spoken to some of the nurses. It's amazing that the nurses have become very active. It's almost like a hike into what's naturally within them because, again, for these nurses, nursing was not just a job. It was a career. So as far as handing out masks or figuring out things that they can do, and they're really concerned about taking care of the people of their age level. What can they do? Are they okay? Are they getting the food? So, again, it's that sense. A situation like this, I think, has done nothing but strengthen the sense of community within these people who lived within this community, even though some of them are not socially still distanced. I mean, I'm sorry, socially distanced, still within the community, living within the area, they still harken back and everybody's reaching out and coming, you know, to where they can and who they can and how they can help. So the timing of this coming out, it's just, again, kind of something that another reminder of these incredible people who are still doing incredible things to this day. I know Dr. Will Ross from Washington University, he's very vocal in his thoughts and opinions and things that have been coming out of their research labs here. All the doctors are very, very involved.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I really enjoyed watching this. I really hope for the docuseries. It seems like there's a lot more information that you're still able to tell from this story, and hopefully this causes a change in the world.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. And again, it's organizations and people like yourself that are helping us get this word out. So thank you so much for even, you know, taking the time to review the film and, you know, help us get the word out on a film like this, because that's what's going to lead to the docuseries. People just like yourself wanting more when they've heard what we've just presented. So thank you so much for that, man. I greatly appreciate it.
Once again, check out The Color of Medicine, the story of Homer G. Phillips Hospital, which is available now on digital platforms and on DVD. Check out more of my stuff at dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at dysfunctional on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, and dysfunctional LA on Facebook.